We can bring you some more details this morning about the federal government's efforts to keep secret some documents that go back 40 years. We told you on Friday that Australia's spy agency, ASIS, was trying to stop the release of information about intelligence operations during the Indonesian occupation of East Timor. Now we can reveal the government's also trying to keep under wraps details of Australia's ambitions for a piece of the lucrative energy resources in the Timor Sea. Peter Lloyd explains.
Diplomats, it's been said, are honest men sent abroad to lie for their country. But after digging in the National Archive in Canberra for records on Timor and Canberra's ambitions for oil and gas reserves in the Timor Sea, academic Kim McGrath reckons the public servants at home cause just as much strife.
I think they're still trying to keep the truth about the influence that the billions of dollars of oil and gas resources in the Timor Sea had on Australia's decision to encourage Indonesia's invasion of East Timor in 1975. And the latter decision to become the only Western nation to formally recognise Indonesia's sovereignty in East Timor in 1979.
After a stint as an advisor to the Timor government, Kim McGrath returned home to investigate her own, digging through the archives and unearthing skeletons.
My research has shown that we've deliberately written out the story of our interest in oil in terms of the history of our diplomacy with Timor and Indonesia. But I've pretty much... To make it sound a lot more noble and less immoral in that period in the 70s when we were covering up and working sort of hand in glove with Indonesians to keep stories of the atrocities out of the media in Australia.
By 2012, requests for Timor papers were being turned down. Higher and higher officials in foreign affairs were signing off on the no. And it didn't make a difference if it was Labor or, after 2013, the Coalition.
The documents I'm seeking, they're not ASIO or ASIS files. They're just ordinary departmental correspondence and cabinet files.
Appeals at the archive are now exhausted. Kim McGrath today starts a 5-day hearing at the Administrative Appeals Tribunal to try to overturn this gag. But for most of it, she has to leave the room while the government lawyers make a case involving what they say are still secrets in law. Kim McGrath reckons the process is Kafkaesque. James Norton from Gordon Legal in Melbourne is fighting for open government on her behalf.
Kim will and her legal team will probably be able to participate at least, in open court in that process for one or two of those days, and the rest of the days will be reserved for the confidential the confidential session between the tribunal member and the representatives of the department.
And the Acting Attorney General, Greg Hunt, has slapped a ban order on the ABC and other media outlets, so we're barred from reporting what transpires. For Kim McGrath, it's a fight to unseat a DFAT-led myth of Australian benevolence to our needy new neighbour that turned out to have a natural line and length on the one thing Australians don't seem to find easy, diplomacy.
We need to own, the truth needs to come out.
Academic Kim McGrath, and that was Peter Lloyd reporting.